The little survival clans that flourished at Cabanatuan not only scrounged for food, they pursued and stalked it. They became small-time trappers and hunters. No animals were safe. Any cat, snake, or frog that strayed into the camp's midst was quickly eaten. In a slightly perverse employment of his professional training, Herbert Ott, the camp veterinarian, was put to work designing humane dog traps, and then commissioned with overseeing the butchering of the snared canines for mess hall stews. Ducks were similarly doomed. Primarily for ornamental purposes, the Japanese kept a flock of ducks on a small man-made pond that had been dug by the front gate. Although their wings were clipped, they had a mysterious habit of vanishing during the night. Unbeknownst to the guards, the Americans had made a fine art out of duck theft. They called it gorking. Sometimes, instead of having to pursue food, the food came to the prisoners. One night, Tommy Thomas was asleep beneath his mosquito net when he awoke with a strange sensation, a gentle nibbling on his big toe. Eventually, Thomas realized what it was. A rat was steadily gnawing on his toenail. Cabanatuan was crawling with rats, and for some reason they found human toenails to their liking. The same thing had happened to other POWs in his barracks. Thomas subdued his initial instinct to jerk his foot away. He'd been told that some of the local rats were rabid. Instead, without budging, he hissed for help in the dark until one of his bunkmates heard him. A couple of other prisoners rose from their sleep and studied the situation. "Let's club the son of a bitch," one of them interjected, sotto voce. "Don't scare him," Thomas said. "He'll bite me." In a shaft of moonlight, the men could see the rat still sawing away on Thomas's nail, oblivious to their whispers. They decided to have one prisoner make a loud clomping noise from across the room, hoping that the distant racket might surprise the rat without making it panic, causing it to raise its head in curiosity. This is exactly what happened, and when it did, Thomas jerked his foot away, and two other prisoners promptly smashed the rat with bamboo clubs. The next day, the conspirators reported the deceased rodent to the camp authorities and were awarded a tin of tobacco, the standard per carcass prize in a rat-killing contest then in progress. Rats were one item Thomas could not bring himself to eat, but that night he enjoyed the tobacco while his friends prepared a private stew. A few lucky animals were considered sacrosanct, however. Geckos, for example, were left alone because they ate mosquitoes. And the Marines had a bulldog mongrel named Suchow, who became the camp mascot. Suchow had traveled with the Marines all the way from Shanghai to Corregidor, and through convoluted means had wound up at Cabanatuan. The mutt was spoiled rotten. In inverse proportion to the surrounding misery, the Marines doted on him and pampered him like royalty. During camp musicals and plays, the Marines would proudly lead the dog to the front row and set him up on a special VIP pillow. Everyone else sat on the bare ground. No prisoner, no matter how hungry he might be, ever laid a finger on Suchow. It was a given that the Marines would go on the warpath against anyone who tried.